Have you started this day wondering, what is my mission? What's the purpose? What's my part? Where do I get started? What's my focus? Often we get stuck in a hamster wheel of to-dos, and we can also get stuck in analysis paralysis, where we keep trying to figure everything out. We look at our life every which way we possibly can, and in the process, we don't ever take action. Today's the day. Turn off the distractions and turn up your volume so you don't miss this. I'm here to tell you what your mission is. What's the one thing that matters this day and every day? People. People are the mission. It's always been and always will be about people. My husband is a pastor, and all summer long, he's been preaching from the book of Acts. It's been so good. Acts is a play-by-play of the journeys of the Apostle Paul and his fellow travelers as they spread the gospel of Jesus and his church. All throughout the pages, there are countless adventures full of joy, struggle, and massive persecution. There are miracles upon miracles, and some stories that leave you speechless. Through all of it, it's about people. Paul connecting with people, discipling people, establishing churches made up of people, healing people, correcting people, encouraging leaders and elders, connecting with believers, and strengthening them in the faith. Paul's heart was deeply connected to the Spirit of God and deeply connected to people. People were his mission. Our mission should be the same. Acts 16:9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Paul didn't look to anything other than God for his direction. He was so sensitive to the Spirit's leading, he always knew where his next assignment was and how long he was to stay there. God used a man asking for help in a vision to direct Paul to Macedonia. That's all he needed. People there needed to know about Jesus. They needed help. After he heard the call to go, he didn't sit around and question anything. He got ready at once to go. How often do we question everything? And in the process, we get off mission. Paul didn't hesitate, and as a result, so much happened in Macedonia. The gospel up to that point had been limited to Asia. Many historians credit Paul's journey to Macedonia, resulting in the spread of Christianity into Europe and the Western world. And it all happened through relationships with people. Paul was a man on a mission to tell people about the saving grace of Jesus. People are the mission. That's the truth. Look around. People need Jesus. Listen to God's voice above any other as you journey through this day, and share the love of Jesus as you connect with all people all along the way. I'm Lori Klein.